How long before serious challengers line up to take on the iPad? This is Future Tense. From American Public Media, I'm John Gordon. Apple's iPad instantly became the only tablet computer that matters to most consumers. How long will that distinction last? Nilay Patel writes for tech product review site Engadget.
We saw a lot of tablet computers announced at CES back in January. There were a lot of promises of tablet-type computers coming in around $200 or $300. None of those have shipped. The only one that has shipped is actually from a startup company called Fusion Garage. It's a product called the Juju, which we just reviewed. It's also $500 at its starting price, and it is in no way comparable to the iPad right now. The software is simply not there. The hardware is quite nice, but the software is simply not there.
All right, so the Juju is out there, and there's supposed to be an offering from HP coming out pretty soon, I think. It's called the Slate, at least for now. You wrote about it in a recent post on Engadget. Do you think the Slate will be like one of the top competitors to the iPad right away?
Yeah, HP is pushing its HP Slate, and that's, you know, they announced at CES. Steve Ballmer waved it on stage at CES. The challenge for HP and every other hardware manufacturer is not to just put out the hardware, which is easy to do and has been done for years. The challenge is always going to be the software. And so until we see what HP has done with Windows 7 to make it more touch-friendly, to make the applications fit the touch paradigm, my instinct is that it's going to be very much like the touchscreen MacBooks that are already in the market, which has not rocketed in sales.
Computer maker Asus has announced some new tablets. Nokia is making noise about making a tablet. There's the possibly mythical Courier tablet computer from Microsoft. So for people who are suddenly interested in tablet computers because of the iPad, is there an argument to be made that it's better to wait for all these other devices to come out, or will they just not be as good as the iPad?
I think the question to be really asking is, what are you waiting for? Because it doesn't fit into an established market niche. It's the third device. It's not your phone. It's not your laptop. It's something else. And until you use it, you don't really realize that you might need something else. And maybe you don't. You know, I have a lot of people who have come over and used my iPad and said, this is cool, but I have no need for this. But there are a lot of times when what you want is an extension of your computing experience on that size display that doesn't come along with the baggage of using a computer. You just want to open a website and look for something quickly. Or you just want to watch a movie on a larger screen. You know, those are valid things to want to do, but you know, you don't want to screw around with your computer. You don't want to navigate files and folders and run applications and manage memory. So if you're waiting for that experience, well, nothing else in the market is really going to do it better than the iPad. If you're looking for something to replace your computer, then you very definitely should wait, because the iPad cannot do that.
Nilay Patel with Engadget. Do you plan to look seriously at any tablet that's not an iPad? Let us know in the comment section at futuretense.publicradio.org, or you can talk with me on Twitter, where my handle is John Gordon, JonGordon. This is Future Tense.